Good evening.
Hello.
Michelle, you've got an incredible story of God breaking in and doing something remarkable in your body. So I'm just going to make sure my questions are all at the ready. Okay. Yeah. You were diagnosed with a condition, if I get it correctly pronounced, called endometriosis.
Yes.
A long, long time ago now, over 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what it is and how it affected you on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, sure. Okay, it's a girly thing, so guys, you're just going to have to cope with it, okay? I figure most of you are either married to a woman or would like to be one day, so this is just a fact of life. Endometriosis is a condition where cells that are meant to be inside the womb, which are called the endometrial cells, somehow end up outside the womb and all around your pelvis, but they carry on acting like they're supposed to be inside the womb. So what happens is each month is they fill up with blood and then they bleed out, but they're not where they're meant to be and there's nowhere for the blood to go. So you get a lot of scar tissue inside your pelvis. It sticks organs together, very often twists the bowel because it sticks to the bowel and twists it. You get scar tissue and the scar tissue attracts endometrial cells, so you get more and more growths all over the place. That's what it is.
It's nasty.
It's
basically
nasty. It causes a lot of pain.
Yeah, tell us how it used to affect you on a day-to-day basis.
It kind of crept up on me. I was pregnant or breastfeeding for about 5 years solid, 9 years ago. My children are growing up now, but I spent a long time pregnant or breastfeeding. And then at the end of that, I took a while to realise I was getting really painful periods. Pain was lasting for about 2 weeks each month, and for 2 or 3 days out of that, I just couldn't do anything. I wanted to just spend the whole time in bed. There were no painkillers that could really touch it. I was taking a lot of Nurofen and paracetamol, but they weren't touching it. And eventually, I realised I had to go and see the doctor because this wasn't really normal.
Yeah. And I know you've received a lot of different treatments over the years. Mm-hmm. Tell us a bit about some of them.
Yep. Endometriosis is a condition that can't be cured. There's no cure for it. The only thing you can do is try and control it. So the first thing they will do is to diagnose it, they've got to do surgery to go in and see it. It's not something that can be diagnosed any other way. So I've had two lots of surgery where they've gone and had a look. They will also try and laser off the growth. So they take a laser in and laser the growths off just to try and minimise some of the issues. And then the other big solution is to be on the pill. And the way that works is you take packs of pill back to back, back to back. So I would only ever do about 4 periods in a year because I would just be taking the pill constantly. And then I would plan a weekend when we didn't have anything on and I could just sort of drug up for the weekend, take some very strong painkillers and do that 4 times a year. And that was how we managed it. It was about controlling.
So I know that you went on quite a journey in terms of receiving prayer for healing mm-hmm. for this over several months. Can you tell us what happened?
It actually started, it probably started the last time I had surgery. I had surgery about two and a half years ago. Actually, maybe it's just 2 years ago. Anyway, had surgery and had some prayer at the time. We were living here by then. But I can remember saying to Simon at one point, Simon was praying for me and just saying, actually, I don't think there's a lot of point in me having prayer for this because I've kind of got it under control by taking the pill and all these painkillers. And the only way I could ever test a healing would be to come off the pill. And I'm just not prepared to do that because I know what that's like. And I can't, I've got 3 kids, I work, I don't have time to cope with that sort of pain every month. And that was about 2 years ago. And then last October, I was involved in a deliverance, and I just really felt God speaking to me about his authority and about having authority over these things, and really felt challenged that actually, although I was controlling what was happening with the endometriosis in my periods, it was me controlling it, and I wasn't letting God have a go at all. And so I just really felt challenged that I should take the step and come off the pill, and I did that last October. And that was really scary.
So tell us how that progressed, what happened.
Okay, things were sort of okay. The hardest thing for me actually was coping with a period every month because I'd so got used to, 9 years worth of 4 periods a year. And suddenly they're every month and I'm still struggling a bit with that. So, the temptation to go back on the pill is, but I won't. So that was sort of the first thing, I was getting over that. And they were kind of okay for the first few months, but then started, by the beginning of the year, the pill had really worked its way out of my system and the pain was starting to build again, to the point by April I was back to 2 weeks worth of pain. So for about the week before the period, the pains would start to build. I had a special pair of jeans, two sizes bigger than what I normally wear, that I would wear because I was so bloated. And just by April, I was just feeling really, really miserable and was about ready to give up. I was coming forward for prayer every time I could, but I was just pretty fed up.
Yeah, so I know you were seeking prayer. Lots of people prayed for you over those months. When did the breakthrough come?
I guess the first breakthrough was when I came forward for prayer in April, and I just said, you know, I had kind of had enough. And one of the ladies that prayed for me really stepped out in faith and gave me one of the healing cards. We have cards that we give to record healing here, and said, just pop them in your Bible. And that was a real encouragement for the next couple of weeks, knowing that that was there and just wanting to fill it out, desperate to fill it out. And then I sort of got to that week before, the Monday before the period was due, and the pain started to build again. And I'd actually almost run out of my really strong painkillers. So I was desperately trying to get a doctor's appointment as well to get some more, because although I wanted to believe God would heal me, I also wanted to have the tablets there just in case, and I couldn't get a doctor's appointment. And that was on the Monday, and then on the Tuesday I woke up and I just felt to sit down and really pray. And the scripture that I sort of really was praying over was from Psalm 103, which says that God heals all our diseases. And just that word all, you know, it doesn't matter. He doesn't pick out the diseases that he heals. He heals them all. So he can heal endometriosis. And I sat in the kitchen and it was also this thing about authority that, you know, it was this issue of authority that started me down this journey when I was involved in this deliverance. And that came back to me as well. And I just decided to take authority over it, and I commanded the endometrial cells to only go where they belong. And I commanded blessing and healing in my body. And I kind of felt okay that day. And I thought, well, this is a bit strange. Okay, I feel okay. And I got up on the Wednesday and still sort of thought, I think I feel okay. And kind of, I wanted to be able to say, I think I've been healed, but I didn't want to say think. I wanted to be able to really be able to declare that I had been healed. And kind of went through that whole week like that, feeling like, I think I've been healed. I'm still okay. I still feel okay. Because I had a whole week to go before the period started, and then the period started and I still felt okay. And it was just such... I went around wanting to pinch myself. I felt like I just wanted to pinch myself because I can't believe this is really happening. And when I eventually did it, when I actually pinched inside here, I realised that that's what the pain feels like inside. When you do a pinch inside your arm, it's like a pinch all the way through when the endometrial pain comes on.
So that was a few months ago now.
That's
everything's
May.
Good.
We're up to four. We're
wow.
fine.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's thank
That's
God
great.
For that. That's great. Thank you so much. That is significant breakthrough. That's an incurable disease healed. That's just amazing, isn't it? That's what the Bible says we should be seeing all the time. And I know Michelle is really up for praying for women who want prayer in terms of period stuff and all that kind of stuff, which is great. So... Can ask her to pray, it'd be great.